fire chief here with us, and welcome on board, Mr. Jordan. And so you can probably speak to it just as much as Mr. Root, our code officer, can, but we have a 3-foot space, so you're maximizing your footprint. And because of no more than 3 feet, you have codes that you have to adhere to now for fire. It has to be a fireproof wall, and the windows are to stand the pressure of a stream from a fire hose. And because of that, it's very expensive to put larger windows in, which you said last month to us.
We actually, the initial impetus, the reason we moved the west elevation back 3 feet, we were virtually on the property line, or, you know, less than a foot away from it. But by moving it back 3 feet, then we have, I think it's up to 15%. We have some area to play with, and we don't have to go with the fire glass. And what I spoke to last week was the expensive fire glass. So by being 3 feet away, I have to limit the area, but I don't have to go to an expensive window. So it just gives us more flexibility in terms of what we do with putting windows in that elevation.
So the third story up on the west and north side is not a code issue anymore. For fire. So these are party walls?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes. It's a rated wall. It is a fire rated wall. At 3 feet, it's still a fire rated wall.
Anticipating other buildings coming at that height alongside.
That's what the codes do. That's why they have these provisions.
So if we don't, so what are we looking at to tear down Rock City Roasters building to go I mean, it's a historical building. How do we deal with that? What's the
I'm sorry.
This whole square block. Are we going to redevelop the whole square block and it's all going to be? So if we don't develop this west and north side of your property and the next door property for the next 10, 15 years, we're dealing with a party wall.
No. What if you don't develop it? And I'm not anticipating a development on either side, quite frankly. What you see here is what it will remain. It will be a wall, the north wall. It will be a wall. I'm going to call it a wall that has been thoughtfully designed. That is a backdrop to the coffee roasters or anything else that would happen in the foreground. Foreground being from our property all the way to the corner. Likewise, to the west, that wall is, there's a lot more going on there because of our attempt to bring the scale down on it. And again, I don't imagine it would be much different. So it is formally a firewall because code says it has to be a firewall, but that doesn't necessarily dictate how it's going to appear.
And expensive glass.
Because we're over 3 feet, we do not need to put fire glass.
Mm-hmm. So the design could change on the west and north wall to have more glass, more horizontal banding.
Absolutely.
Still a percentage, all that stuff. Percentage of openings. Limitation.
I think that's what it is. Correct.
The area can be non-fire in place.
Yeah.
Only 15%. All right, so the other 85 has to be.
So, yeah, the 15% kind of be. Since the building next to it is 2.5 stories, you have 15% on the upper story.
Is that?
Not 15% of the entire side.
It's the side.
Most likely.
It's the side.
It is the side, the whole side.
But in terms of rain, I just moved it a little bit. I had an expert.
Okay. I went back to this because I thought Pam was trying to, and I thought made the point that we're looking at, obviously, Main Street, and we're looking at a four-story building with a blank brick wall, no windows. No, I don't think there's any windows in that wall. It's your community, it's our community in Portland, it's an urban event where you have a building that may, at some point in time, or did in the past, have a building next to it. And these buildings become, these walls, these unbroken walls become backdrops. And I've used that word a couple of times. But in the foreground, there's a building here, and it's the building with its arches and its Georgian architecture is in fact celebrated because there's not clutter behind it. There's a plain wall, it's a nice brick wall. Rather than a brick wall with an advertisement on it, we're suggesting we embrace the heritage of this community by being inspired by the granite quarries, and we take our cement fiber panels and we break it in the same manner that the stone comes out of the quarry. There's this connection that we're frankly quite excited about, and we think it has wonderful opportunity. But this is the slide that says to us, this is a non-street wall.
Not granite.
It's an interior block wall, as is the west, as is the north, and it's very similar to a condition that is, I think, a pretty nice event in Main Street.
It's a pretty condition that developed way back when. Do we need to mimic that? Would be my argument.
Well, in due respect, I think that's what most of your design guidelines ask us to do. It's hard to say that we should respect some things, but not necessarily, you know, I think at their best, design guidelines relate to the DNA of an environment. And that relates to how things evolved in relationship to the things that actually went on in them. And what went on in these buildings was that things didn't happen on the property lines between the two buildings. And I think Scott's point about actually, frankly, not trying to upstage the historic buildings that are in the environment is a valid one. That we want this building to be respectful, and that means honoring the authentic historic architecture that's in this community and taking our cues from it, but not necessarily trying to replicate them in a way that would diminish the, or demean them. So.
One thing that I don't seem to have is the letter from our esteemed our attorney, Kevin Beal. And I thought maybe that should be read, too. I didn't get a copy. I know didn't find it. Okay. Yeah.
Are you referring to the email I sent to the council?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It doesn't directly relate to issues for the planning
board. Okay. All right.
It was in response to a question by a councilor about the debate of a prior proposal to change the building height limitation in the area.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. So then we can.
John Paul's here.
We don't have any additions.
No.
Does anyone else?
That's a really old
house. All right. I'll get a copy. John? No. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to ask us? Okay, and anybody here? Any more questions? Oh, you know.
I'm sorry.
Always happy.
I appreciate the comment that you would like to honor the historic existing architecture, that you believe that the broken panel format is going to really help it coexist with what is existing. However, my thought is that in the instance of when someone enters our city and comes down Park Street and to the intersection of Park and Main, and they look to the right, they're going to see the end of a typical, or what we should hope would be a typical end side of a building. However, in Rockland, my experience is that most sides of most buildings are unseen. except with the cases where the second, third, or fourth floor has been demolished before I came to town. And the fact that the side roads, you know, that go up a street, generally, it's less impactful, to me at least, when you have no windows or nothing of interest, whether a ground door or something like that. However, the distance between this intersection, as a driver comes into town and takes a left onto up Main Street, that will have an impact. I mean, what you see to your right when you look to the south will be impactful. I mean, you will get the full blow. The largest structure to the south, as proposed, is going to be the motel, the hotel. And that will have an impact. It would be less so, of course, I think, if it were the same color, at least, as the current brick or whatever. But definitely, I think, a five-story building is going to be the largest mass. It's going to grab your eye. When, if you look right, hopefully you do before you take a left. But although, of course, it doesn't matter on Main Street because the light supposedly will let you go through unimpeded. But still, it's going to be an impact. You're going to see it. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, it's not going to be like you see the side of my building downtown, because the third, fourth, and attic was torn down by my neighbor to the south before I became the owner of the building. It was never intended, but that's what happened. It was built, the building next to me was built the same height as mine on both sides. One side was taken down. So, as you come up Main Street, you do see a exposed brick of my building without any windows in it. Absolutely true. But everything else downtown, not everyone's, but a lot of those buildings downtown are brick. And so again, it has a continuity, it has an integration, it has a coexistence quotient. However, you've gone and chosen a gray. It seems to be a varying gray. Let's see, a pewter, a natural gray, and a gray. For that side, the north side of your building. And I just have a problem with that. You don't, because I can't tell you what to do. But I'm just saying that it does seem to me to say, hello, I'm a mass, when you come into Rock. Or as I say, the code doesn't allow me to say either.
Yes.
And I mean, and it's, but I also have to agree that it's hard for me to envision what your architectural vision allows you to see with the material that you've shown us. But I've been looking at the various southerly views, and you know, that's the impression I get, as well as the computer-generated photographic look of the pictures. That's the feeling I get from how you've conceived at this point the exterior of your building on that one side. Of course, the west side is fairly blank, but again, that's not so normal with brick with the buildings on Main Street. I mean, I have windows in all my floors looking to the west, but